We are up to Simen Tov Resh Nun Zayin. We'll be doing that, as well as the first two Sifim of Tov Resh Nun Ches. Tov Resh Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. Kotna Yodea L'Na'anea Lulav Kedino. A child that knows how to be Menanea the Lulav, to shake the Lulav La'alacha, which means he knows to put it on, to wave it in the four directions. Aviv Chayev Liknos La'Lulav, the father has a Chi of Chinuch to buy him a Lulav. Kedei L'Chancho B'Mitzvahs. The shear of chinuch, when it comes to mitzvahs asei, is dependent on the child's ability to perform the mitzvah on his own. So that a katan hayodea lenanea reaches the age where he is capable of fulfilling the mitzvah of lulav. Now one may ask, the mitzvah of netilas lulav midaraisa is simply taking the lulav. As soon as you lift it, you're yotze. Why does he have to go and wave it? Since Chazal made the mitzvah in the form of nanua, Chazal were only mechayev chinuch when he is capable of doing na'anua. It says here, aviv chayev liknos lo lulav, it's not mechalotin yontav rishon and the other days. There are some who hold that there isn't any chayev chinuch lagabe yedirabonon, lahalacha we paskin yontav rishon, as well as all the other days, even though they are midirabonon. Now it says here, liknos lo lulav, you have to buy him a lulav. Tosfos says that you don't have to buy one, he could be yotze with his father's. The Taz says you're better off having him have his own so that you can both go wave them, you can do the nanuim at the time of Hallel. And they have to be arba minim ksheirim. They have to be kosher lulavim, at least kosher in a way that one is yotze with the eved. We will later see what the halach is with regard to lochem on the first day. Does the katan actually have to own it? Simin tof reish nun ches, minatorein mitzis lulav chutz lemikdash el yom rishon. Midaraisa, the mitzvah's lulav on the first day is everywhere. It says, V'kachem lachem b'yom harishon. Whereas, the rest of the days, it says, U'smachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. 7 days is only lefnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. They are medayik from the Rambam that it's anywhere in Yerushalayim, and there are medakdikim today that make sure to go into the old city walls to where Yerushalayim was every day of Sukkot to be Mekayim, what according to the Rambam is a mitzvah daraisa. So, midaraisa, the mitzvah, begvulin, it means anywhere else, is only the first day. V'chachamim tiknu, she'nitl b'chol makam kol zayin. And Chazal were the ones that were metakin, that all over you have to take kol zayin, zeichel l'mikdash. Sivbeiz, b'yom Shabbos, eina notel afilu miyom rishon. Midrabanan, we are not allowed to take a lulav on Shabbos, because you may go to a baki to teach you how to do the nanuim, or to teach you how to make a bracha, and you'll end up carrying it dalet ames in the Rishus HaRabim. Chazal are allowed to be mevatel even a daraisa b'shev al tase. Hagav v'osu letaltel halulav b'shabbos. You are not allowed to carry the lulav on Shabbos. You're not allowed to move it. They have a ke'evin. It's like a stone. That means a lulav on Shabbos, once the Rabbanan asserted it, becomes muktzah machmas gufo. It is not a kli shemalach to le'isr. It is not a kli altogether. It has no use. The same halach applies to the hadasim and the aravis. They are muktzah. So if you have hadasim sitting in water, you cannot move them on Shabbos. They're muktzah. Even if it's sitting on the table and you want to use the table, it's muktzah machmas gufo. Aval ha'esrig mutter betiltel. An esrig is not muktzah. The royal ariachbo, because you can use it for its fragrance. We learned that you're not makzid from its fragrance. So the Mishtabura asks, but the halach is that we don't smell it because we have a suffic brachas. So either it's because we hold it on Shabbos, you definitely do make a bracha, or there's a simple etza. You can make a hanosin reach tov beperis on some other fragrant fruit and then smell your esrig. So it's not that the esrig is not royal ariachbo on Shabbos. It's just that we don't know what to do with regard to bracha. Va'aser litno ala beged afilu biyontif de molid recha. There's an isidur abundant of being molid reach, so you're not allowed to go and put the esrig on a cloth where it'll make the cloth have its own fragrance. Now, the poskim have a machlokis. What if that's not your kavana? You're not trying to add fragrance to this cloth. You just want to wrap up your esrig. The Mishtabur brings down that b'shas hadchak, it could be that you could be Makel. Efshari says that you could be Makel. A shofar is not considered Muktzah Machmas Gufo because min adin it is roy to use to fill up to fill it up with water and carry it. There are some who want to say that Bizman HaZen, nobody uses a shofar for anything but blowing, and since that is also in Shabbos, a shofar too should have a din of Muktzah Machmas Gufo.